top of a chosin's bed, you should know muter lintoisoi umutul purpi. You're allowed to put it up on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take it down. So even though before we had a kilu zosim the rabbanon, but the kilu you put on top of the chosin's bed, that's muter. So Rashi, why? Kilas chasanim loydami l'shar kilus. It's not daima to all other kilus. Sheshar kilos, all other kilos, all other canopies, prusais, agave, kinuf, it's spread upon on top four different poles. Shilo dalad raglayim. V'yesh lo gag debi oil. So middle on top, it's flat on top across. There's a big oil. V'shel chasanim mashenk, gag means there's a big roof. There's a big wide roof on top, and all four sides, it comes down the canopy. That's how they also to do midrabonim. Mashenk is the trashi v'shel chasanim, but the chasanim, how do they make the canopy? V'shel chasanim agabi naklitin. She'enam elish shnayim v'emtzias hamita v'kona nosan aleim. A chasanim makes like on the front of the bed, in the back of the bed, there's a stick going up, and on top there's one stick going across it. And you throw the sheet, you throw the canopy over it, so it comes down like a tent. Like there's a point on top, and then it's meshupa, it goes slanty to both sides of the bed. But there's only one board, one beam going straight across on top of the bed. On this middle of the bed going straight across. And from that beam, you throw across at the canopy, and it starts to come down, slanty one side and slanty the other side. But the top point doesn't have an oil tefach. There's no gag of a tefach, that's why it's mutter, it's not called an oil. Shashi v'abeged nosen olav v'noifu l'kan l'kan. When the beged falls down, it falls down like a tent looks. V'yein lo gag tefach, a tent doesn't have on top even a tefach wide. Hilkach lav oilu. Therefore it's not called an oil, and that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshis, Breid Rav Idi, lo yamoron, this is only said, elo shein v'gag tefach. In a case where there's no, the gag, the width, of the top roof is not a tefach wide, it's not even 4 inches. Yishno, if it is wide a tefach, then avad resosu. Vayta v'chiyen begaga tefach, even on top with a wide. It's not wide a tefach, the roof is not wide a tefach, and then it comes to a point like, nami lo yamorin, we only say it's mutter ela shein bepochus, mishloisha, somuch legag, where when you start going downwards, less than 3 tevachim, we always say lovid. So when you start going downwards, less than 3 tevachim, it still doesn't spread out to be a width of a tefach. Tefach. Avu yesh bepochus mishloisha. But if from a little bit less than 3 tevachim, samach lagag, near the gag, tefach, if you like come down a little bit and put your hand there and see how far it spreads apart, the two sides of the tent, there it would spread apart a tefach, then it will be osur. Because since you say gimel tevachim is lovid, it's attached, it's as if the top of the tent first starts from there. So there, it's spread apart. The width is a tefach, then a black osur. That's called, you make an oil arai on Shabbos. It's a shalat if you gurus the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara said that some Rishonim are not gurus it, and Allah, we don't hold like this. But the gurus is, another chumra. We said it's mutter ela shein bishipua tefach. If the whole slant, when it comes to the bottom of the bed, it's not wide, a tefach, then it's mutter. Avoyesh b'shipua tefach. If we look at the bottom of the bed, that the canopy starts out way on top like it's a point, but then it starts the chur coming down on both sides of the bed. So from the bottom, it is the shipua tefach, then we say it's spread out on bottom more than a tefach, which usually every kilur is shipua ayalim kailim domi. Since on the bottom it's spread out, so if it's spread out on the bottom more than a tefach, that's also. It's called a pillar. I mean, what do we care what's doing on the bottom? For the word is on top, you have to have a gag. That's why some Rishonim and Halacha, we don't hold like this. Abi on top, the gag is not wide. The tefach, it's mutter. So Rashi says, Floyamor nele shein b'shipua tefach. Shein kol tzad v'tzad. Nifshat, each side doesn't spread out lamata on the bottom of the bed. La'achlik tefach, it's not a wide tefach. Mikenegrem tziusef, from mamish the middle. Like if from the beam on top you put a string coming straight down, on the bottom, on each way, you would not spread out the tefach. Dainu shein baruch per lamata, the width on the bottom, tfchaim, it's not even 2 tefachs wide. There's a pillar, it's not even 2 tefachs wide, how could you sleep underneath it? pasha, the canopy is on top of the bed, you sleep underneath the canopy. How is it possible to sleep if it's not even 2 tefachs wide? Like a person's body is more than 2 tefachs, more than 8 inches wide. So Rashi and Nechnami, Fekilos chasanim eino asuy lishon. It's not meant to sleep on tachter. People don't sleep underneath it. Right? It's only made there for show. Well, since it's only made there for show, so that's when it's mutter. That's the gyrsa. But if the bottom would be spread out more than 2 tefachs, then it would be like bosa. Weiter, well, we don't hold like this halacha. Though, we don't say this, if when the canopy on top, it wasn't a tefach, when it spread out now, it came down the bed, if it didn't come down below the bed, a tefach, but if it came down below the bed, a tefach, down from the bed, then it's awesome. So Drashi, avonachto mipurya tefach, hohu tefach hukir liyoyil. Since it comes down below the bed, a tefach, below the bed, so then that's called the kira wool, li'oil, to the tent. V'yamita nasas le'gag, and the top of the canopy, that becomes its gag. So chorv nisalok would be yosa to put a bedspread over a bed. Because when you put the bedspread over the bed, it comes down more than a tefach, more than 4 inches on the side of the bed. So that should make it like that's the wool, and the top of the bed, that's the kira, that's the oil, that's the gag. But it's not that way. Here the mila reads, it's like a tirafim. Here l'maisa, you have a canopy on top of the bed. So the canopy on top of the bed, that's like a gag. But we're saying though, since it's not wide, a tefach, it doesn't have a shame gag. But now, if you have on the bottom of the bed, it comes down a tefach, we put two and two together. Since you have walls coming down on the bottom of the tefach, and on top of the bed you have a kilo. So even though it by itself is not called a gag, it doesn't have a tefach, but with the tziruf of the walls coming down from the bottom of the bed, it gives it a shame gag. But it's only where there's a type of an opening on top of the bed, a kilo. Mashenkin stama bedspread you put on top of the bed, then avadu is muta. Invite the Yom Rav Sheshis, pray derav idi, hai sinoi shori. So Rashi learns to wear a sinoi is muta. What's called a sinoi is a Rashi. A koiva shalavet, a type of a thick hat. Wearing a thick hat. Shalov, it usually means thick material. It's also to walk out with a thick hat on Shabbos. For the more I we itma sinoi yoser. Don't forget. Omer Ashreshis. Your first Ashreshis says, Omer Ashreshis, Breda Ravidi, Hai sinoi shori. You're allowed to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. For the more I we itma, we learned, sinoi yoser. It's also to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. Who is a zero? And the more I kasha. Ho the ispe tefach, ho the lespe tefach. As if the brim of the hat sticks out a tefach, then it's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Now, Pasha, the Yisr is oil. Then it looks like you have an oil. You have like a roof on top of you. It's protecting you from the sun. It's also to put it on Shabbos to wear it. Now, Shekin, if it's less than the brim, it's less than a tefach, then it's mutter. So, Rashi also lost his baby Shabbos, coming before Shabbos. Soon we'll explain what the Yisr is. Hai, the Yisbe tefach. Shum is Pashet, Lahala, Merosh, tefach. It spreads out on top of his head of tefach. Is also mishamoil. Then it's also like Rashi klo mishamoil. It looks like you have an oil. Mashenkin, if the brim is less than a tefach, then it's mutter. Fredi Mori, Elo Meyate, if so, Sharviv beglimo, tefach, hochinami de mechayiv. Hey, Sharviv means that the talish you're wearing, you put over your head, and it sticks out a tefach. And you tell me it's also to walk out with that, or to put it on that way. That's called an oil. Rashi, Elo Meyate, Sharviv beglimo, tefach. Somebody puts a towel on top of his head. Kederach Shumasatev, the way we use by davening. And the towel sticks out more than a tefach. And you tell me there's an issa oil? The Vazav Shat is, that's not Daim, it's oil. Kederach from Albush, that's the way you wear the clothing. So Rashi learns, Enechnami, the Gemara's Chayzen now. So Avada, a hat doesn't have an issa oil on it. A hat. Since it's a Malbush, you're wearing it, there's no issa oil. So they would trick back to Kasha, one place it says it's mutter, one place it says it's awesome, then Rashi Elo Lekasha, the more Elo Lekasha, hod the mehedik, hod the loy mehedik. It depends if the hat is tight on your head, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Hey, whether it's wide a tefach, whether it's not wide a tefach, it's not Rashi. We're chosen now from the Pshat Tanoil. It doesn't make a difference how wide the brim is. So the vort is if it's tight on your head or not. And we're afraid maybe the wind will come and blow it off you. And then when you pick it up, you walk with the Daladamas. So Drashi Elo, taimolad mishumoylu. We're being chayzer. It's not a nisa mishumoylu anymore. Ela mishum shelo yagbiyanu haruach. That the wind should not blow it off your head. Hey, Roshay. For you also lehasui abamis, and you come to walk with the daldamis. Hilkach mehedik peroshay shapishari. If it's on your head tight, then it's mutter. Loy mehedik also. And it's not tight, then it's tak also. According to Rashi, it's also this way, that if you walk out with a hat that's bigger than your size, a hat too big, there's a chash, the wind may blow it off you. It's tak also to walk out with it on Shabbos, because it's a gzera, maybe the wind will blow it off you, and when you pick it up, you walk with the daldamis. So some want to say that if you're not wearing a yarmulke underneath it, then you don't have the gzera. Because if you're not wearing a yarmulke and the hat falls off, when you go to pick it up, there's no gzera you come to walk with the daldamis. Because you're not going to walk without a yarmulke. Because the gzera will only apply if you are wearing a yarmulke under your hat. So then we're afraid that the hat will fall off you, but the yarmulke will stay on top of you. So then we're afraid when you pick up the hat, you may walk by mistake with the daldamis. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns, though, the Gemara's teretz is still mishum oil. Tosfos hod mahadik pirish rach, she'ena nichvach, in a case where the brim is not bendable. It's like thick material. The oz nira cane oil. Then it looks like an oil. To learn a headache, shun nichvach biyoze nira ki oil. As the Gemara's kasha was, if you can tell me it's us to wear a hat that's wide, the brim is wide at tefach, because that looks like an oil. Said the Gemara, who are din? If you have a talus on top of your head and the talus sticks out of tefach, it should be us to wear it. But the Gemara's teretz was, hodin a headache, traces means, it depends how thick the material is. If the hat is a thick material that can't bend, it's not bendable, then it looks like an oil. Mashenkin, a talus is bendable. Here it doesn't look like an oil. So, Mel, according to Tosfos, it's also to walk out with a hat that the brim is wide at tefach. So, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Tosfos, that's also both halacha. The Paskins like Tosfos and like Rashi, that you're not allowed to walk out with a hat that the brim is a tefach wide. Mishum oil, it's even if it's tight on your head, still it's also to walk out. And then, who adin, if you wear a hat, that even though the brim is small, it's not a tefach wide, there's no issur mishum oil. But if it's too big on you, that the wind can blow it off you, it's also to walk out with it. The wind will blow it off and you can't walk with the daldamis. So, of course, Mr. Shana, what's the etter for us that some people have, the brim is very wide, what's the etter to walk out with it if it's more than a tefach? So some learn the heter is even called a toisvis, that our hats are bendable. Since the brim goes up and goes down, it's just called nichva. Some most learn that our hats, bechlau, we don't use it, mishum oil. That's not the reason why the brim is wide at tefach to protect us from the sun. So since we're not doing it for that kavono, avada it's mutaris. The Gemara's time here, this hat was like a sun hat, that you're wearing bedafka to protect you from the sun. That's why it looked mishum oil. But we don't wear it bechlau for that kavono, that's why some say it's mutar. And the third sheet is the Samech and Rashi sheet of the Chalal. They say that there's no Yisr oil by your hat. The only Yisr is, we're afraid maybe the wind will come to blow it off. So if it's totally, if it's on your head, tight, and it goes down deep, that you're not afraid the wind will blow it off, then take it's mutim. But if you're afraid, it's also. Nice, a little bit of a shalom of this, come to say, really, that the Xerah is, anything you're afraid the wind will blow off, we're afraid maybe you pick it up and walk with the Daldam, but you shouldn't walk out with it on Shabbos. So for the shalom is if you walk with the talus. On Shabbos in the street, the Kurawa talus is, everybody knows that sometimes it falls off you. Even in shul, sometimes the talus falls off you. And about if you walk through the street and there'll be a little wind, about it's very shchir, that if you don't hold it down, you know, with your hands, that the wind will blow it off. So Kurawa, it should be also to walk out with it, because you should be afraid maybe the wind will blow off the talus, and then you come to walk with it, Naladamas. So no, some people want to find that, some people talk like make a bow, not a bow, like it's in the front of you, they tie, when they walk with Shravim, they tie the two ends to make like a little, to tie it up so it shouldn't fall off you. Around your neck, you just make a little, not a real knot, just put it in, tuck it under once. Some people wear, there are some people that want to be makel and say, Bechlau, the Baitalis wouldn't blab because there, maybe you walk with the Daladamis. Because really, a talus, normal, we don't walk with it, Bishus Rabbin. We don't walk with the talus on in the street. Now, why are we walking with it on Shabbos? Because we know you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. That's the reason why you're wearing it. So, if it's here, there won't be there, maybe you'll pick it up and walk with the daldamis. It's a hat, or something else, a regular clothing that you wear it a whole weekday in the street. Sometimes the gzera, if it falls off, maybe you come to walk with it, just like in the middle of the weekday, you walk with it, holding it. But a talus b'chla, we don't walk with in the street in the middle of the weekday. The only time we wear a talus in the street is only on Shabbos. Why? Because we're not allowed to carry it. That's why we're wearing it. So here, there's no gzera to say if it comes off, you'll come to walk with it. But that's goof of the hecka. The only reason why you're wearing it is because you know you're not allowed to carry. So here, they wouldn't buy the gzera, you'll come to carry with it. That's the stuff here.
More again. Sholach lei, right after two dots. Sholach lei rami by Yecheskel leRafuna. Rami by Yecheskel esk Rafuna. Ein malon easy. Tell us please. Hanach milim al yisod. These good things you heard. The yamret lon mishmei the Rav. That you said over in the name of Rav. It's used to say over halachas in the name of Rav. So yes, and tell us over some of these halachas. Tarti b'Shabbos two halachas. What's Nogeya Tilcha Shabbos? The Chodah B'Torah. And one is like a Garator Nogeya Tistam B'Torah. They tell us over these things. So Rashi learns Tati B'Shabbos B'Chodah B'Torah. So Rashi Shehoyis Rogul Leime Shnei Devorah Mishmoy V'Hilcha Shabbos V'Yachas B'Torah Kadakamon. Two things in Hilcha Shabbos and one in Hilcha Torah. So tomorrow B'Shabbos, what would Alokas in Shabbos? Sholach Lei Chodah Tanya. That we learned before. Gulub v'kisna, mutil in toisa. We had before, that's this piece of skin that's like a barrel, that's like a pitcher, that you want to stretch it out. So we had before, it was also to stretch it out. Here we're saying now you are allowed to stretch out this piece of leather to make it in the form of a pitcher. So the Mura says here it's muta. Omarav, lo shonuvel v'beiz b'na yodim. It's only muta to stretch it out if two people are doing it together. Avol b'yodim mechadosa. But if one person is stretching it out by himself, then it's awesome. So Rashi learns like this. Good b'kisna Rashi, good b'rutsu oisov. If you have a piece of leather that's made like a pitcher, and you want to stretch it out now, so here it has the straps attached on it. Or munach al mokum kavua, and the pitcher is like on the post. It's on its mokum kavua. Shaloi. Is mutil and toisa b'shabbos. Here you're allowed to be noteret on Shabbos. You could plant this, you could put it up on Shabbos. Yidrashim, Hodi Amor Liel, Potter Avaloser, I the Gemara Anom Alab says it's awesome with Rabbonin to stretch out this like flask made out of leather. Drashi Hecha de Lehevi Mesukim Bekistin. That's the Gemara before us talking about you don't have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos. Then there's like an Issa oil of stretching it out on Shabbos. But here we're talking about it like we have before. If you have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it's come out, it's very easy to stretch it out, so it's like you started to do it before Shabbos. And since this is only an oil arai, it's called like being moisif al oil arai, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So if you have this type of a pitcher, a flask, made out of leather, you just want to stretch out the strings that are there, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So now Rav is mazber, when is the mutter? Only with two people. Drashi bebeis b'nei odom loimimtach leshaper. If you have two people, then they don't have to stretch it out too much. So that's not doima to an oil. Mashman oil is the more you stretch it out, that makes it look like an oil. Mashenkin biyodim ochis at Rashi biyodim echod is mematech leshaper. Then you have to stretch it out very good. She moitchoi al yesed zu. First you like tie it on strong onto one peg. The koishrei boy you tie it down well. Then you go and pull it on the other side and stretch it out well. Alzu on the other peg. The koshroi bo. Kach pirsha rabois. This is the Rashi from the Rebbe. The chay matzos to b'shubas agreinim. Of the Rashi ven yodei mahal. Rashi himself doesn't understand too clear what the chilek is. I'll tell part of the same chilek that actually you can stretch out this flask to open it up. If it has strings on it before Shabbos, it's mutter to open it up because it's just called being moistif. On an oil arai, that's only if you have two people doing it. But then you can stretch it out nicely and you don't have to pull it. But then again, one person has to pull it down, has to stretch it out, that's more daima to its oil. So it's, with one person it's also. By its Omer Abaya, the kilo If you want to stretch out like a tent, a kilo or a canopy on top of the bed, the kilo, afilu biyud b'nei adam osir. Even with 10 people, it's also to do it. So, Rashi doesn't say, pshat in this, because there is shved meforshim exactly what the hezber is. Some learn it's talking about a kilo, that on top there is a gag of a tefach, and therefore when you have 10 people picking it up, it's kamat buchi, you'll be making the tefach. So therefore there's no eitzah. Even with 10 people helping you, you can't stretch out a kilo. I, before we had a kilo is mutter, a kilo before we had is mutter, when the top is not a gag tefach. It's not wide, a tefach on top, that doesn't have a shame God. Therefore, you could just stretch out the kilo, spread it out. My shaken here would spread out a tefach, there's no way to spread it out. Even with 10 people together, you can't spread it out. Well, EF should lemintach purta. You have to pick up a little bit, or else stretch out a little bit, and that's daima to an oil. So this is one halacha about Shabbos. The ma'idach mahi, what's the second halacha he said about Hilchah Shabbos? The Tanya. Kiru, we have this type of oven. Like one of its legs came out of place. Is mutla tautla. He holds it's not called muksi yet and still could touch it. Mashenkin Stein, if two of its legs came out of its place, awesome. Then it's muksa, you're not allowed to touch this kiri anymore on Shabbos. Rav Amado, Rav says no. Afilu chad nami yosur. Even if just one leg comes out of its place, the kiri now is muksa. Terakash is why. I have heard since the beginning of Shabbos it was mukhin, it was a kli. Like, why is it always clean now? So what if one leg came off? But it's still usable for something. You could have some use from it. Maybe it's a kli shom lafto le'yisr, but it should have a shem kli on it. So the reason why he says if one leg comes off, it's awesome, it's a gzera shem yitaka. It's a new gzera. Anytime one leg comes off, it's not getting to a chair or a table also. If one of the legs come off, that's possible to stick it back in again, but it came out of a hole. And the only thing I do with this leg is just stick it back into the hole, so I've gone and made it there, and now that I touch that chair, becomes mukta. Because we're afraid if you come to touch it, you may want to put the stick, the leg, back in its place, and that'll be an isser, a shem yitoka. Rashi, shem yitoka, kishemechabalo haregel. When you put the leg back in, you tenu b'chesed, you put it very strong. Devi boina, that's considered mamish like a binyan. Avalhecha delo nishmato el achas, it should be yours tanakama. Avotanakam holds the svarum, if only one leg comes out, lechayish lemitka kulihai. If one leg comes out, we're not afraid you may fix it up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not muksam. But now Rav holds no. Even when just one leg comes off the kiram, or now we're saying it's not that for the kiram, it could even be a chair or a table. If one leg comes off the chair, and it's possible to put the leg back into the chair, it's xera, shema yitoka, they made it into muksa. Not let it touch it at all. So it depends. If the chair plotzes, the table plotzes, that you can't put the foot back on, like a piece of metal breaks in half, that you can't put it back, then there's no xerim. Then it's not muksa. The table, the chair, could still be used for something. It's not muksa. Mashiach, the type of a leg that just comes out, and you could stick it back in again, then the rabbonim were geyser. Maybe you come to put it back in on Shabbat. That's an issue of the rice of vinyan. So the rabbonim made xerim, has a din of a muksa, not to touch it at all. Right to Torah. What's the law he said about Teirom? The Yom Rav, I see the Teirah Shetashtakach Yisrael. The come of man, when Klai Yisrael will forget the Teirah. Shenema, the Pesach says in Devarim, the Hiflu Hashem et Makko Yisrael. Like a Hiflu Hashem will make wonders of Makko Yisrael, hit you with wonders. He says, Aflozu any day maho. What does this wonders mean? Kishuayim, when the Pesach says in Yishayo, Lochein hinani Yosef lahafli yasam azeh, haflei vofelam. The Hebrews will make more tremendous wonders. I say now what the wonders means about Torah, that Klaisel will forget the Torah. How do you know in the Pesach is Shayo what it means about Torah? So Rashi says, because the end of the Pesach is, say for the crew of the Ovdo Chochmas Chachomov. There will be half of a fellow. There will be such wonders that even the Chachomim will forget the Torah. So that's what the Hifle here also means. Hashem will make wonders that Klaisel will forget the Torah. Turn around on it. They also said like this, come as man when Christ will forget the Torah. Shenem of the Pesach and Omer says, Hine yom and boyim yom Hashem ulekim, v'yishlachti roa voritz, I'll make a hunger in the world. Lo roa v'lechem, they won't be hungry for bread, for lo tzom ulemayim, they won't be thirsty for water, ki im l'shmoyeh duvi Hashem, they'll be thirsty to hear Torah, that's what they'll be thirsty about. V'lo yimson, they won't find it. They won't find it. Now, Dvar Hashem, what does that mean? Zu halacha. They won't find halacha. Zu halacha. Dvar Hashem, ze haketz. They won't know the ketz. What does the Ketzim mean? Rashi lo yadanam hecha. What it means, what vice of the Ketzim means, they won't think about the Mashiach. Dvar Hashem zu nevuah. There won't be any more nevuah. Oma yishertu to levakish as Dvar Hashem, that they'll look around to find the Dvar Hashem. Omru asi de isha, shetito kikov shatruma. An isha will have a bread that's made from truma. The task of the Bote Knesio shall go to the shuls, the Bote Midrashes, lay them to mehi vim teirum. To find out if Poshet Alocha, could a piece of bread become tummy or not? Is Alocha anything wrong if truma became tummy or not? Even that much they won't know. V'yein maven, nobody will know. Im teirahi, v'yim tamehi. They won't know if it's teirah or tameya. Shad Gemara behed yuk sivvei. I mean, what it says in teirah shebeksav, that's not shayach to forget. What it says in perish in the chumish, you're not going to forget. That's written. Maybe we'll forget teirah shebapir. Shad Gemara nishik, they can't make such mistakes to know if there's no din tumah by truma. But there's often a post that says, mikol oichol hashi yochol, that you're not allowed to eat from something that's tummy. Rashi Bedik says that the Torah should exav a reksuv of anachas yikra v'yira. So everybody should take a look to see the pasuk says that a truma tamei you're not ready when it's tamei. So what's going to be the shalom? So Gemara Ela leida im rishonihi v'im shnihi. They won't know halach is about hilchas tuma. They won't know whether it's a rishon l'tuma or whether it's a sheni l'tuma. V'yein maven they won't know. So Gemara Nein honami nasitin is also a brisa. It's not from a brisa. Kiras nan hasheretz. Mishnah, Hasheret Shenim Tzuvatanur. You find the sheret inside the oven. If you have bread inside the oven, the bread becomes a Sheni Utumah. Haste the sheret goes inside the Klicheris. Now it's Matamah the Avir. Even though it doesn't touch the walls of the Klicheris, the sheret is Matamah the Klicheris. So the Klicheris becomes a Rishon Utumah. Now whatever is inside the Klicheris becomes a Sheni Lutumah. There's nothing in Mishnah that the bread that's inside an oven, in the Avir, when the sheretz comes inside the Avir, that the sheretz makes the oven into a Rishon, and the bread becomes a Shniya. Shatana Tchilosoi, that the Tanner is a Tchila. So what should be the Sufik? There's nothing in Mishnah. So the Gemara named Nesaf Galu, the Avir Sufik, Hodi Yomole Ravacha Barav L'Rovam, that the Ravacha Barav is the Kasha to Rov on this Mishnah. Heyet Lachzayu, Hai Tanura, Kiman Damali Tumah. Let's look as if the tanner is filled with tumah. In other words, the svari is when a sheretz goes inside a kli cheres, we say just being in the air, even though it doesn't touch the wall itself, it's matam of the tanner. Now, who adin when bread is inside the oven? The churin svari should say just like the sheretz is matama anything in the avir. So let's look the bread that's inside the avir as if the sheretz are touching the bread directly. So maybe the bread should become rishna tumah. As we say now, we say when you have inside here a sheretz is hanging in the air and the bread is hanging in the air also. We say the sheretz is matama the kli, inside it's matama the kli. Once the kli is matame, that's a rishna tumah, it's matama the bread inside to make them to shame the tumah. Maybe no. Let's say when the sheretz goes in, anything inside this avir, it's as if it's touching all around the avir. So maybe it's blood like the sheretz is mamish touching the bread. So maybe the lechem should become a rishna tumah. That was the shaila peruvah. Let's look as if the whole tanner is full of tumah. But there is a pas rishoina, and the pas itself would also by the rishoina. Or Malay, he answered back, le'amrina lechzayu. We don't say the story of lechzayu. We don't say that. Yehai tanura command the mali tumah. We don't say such a story like that. The tanya, what's the raya? Yochol yehi kol hakelim mitamoyim v'yavah kli cheres. Again, you have this kli cheres, and you have a sheres that went inside it. So let's say if the other kli cheres is inside this kli, maybe they're also makabel tumah. Maybe any keli is makabel tumah when it's inside the kli cheres. That's why we think. Hez yachol yei kol hakelim metamoyim. The other kli cheres, Tamler the pasuk says no. Kol asher b'toicho yitmo. Whatever's inside the kli cheres is makabel tumah from the sheres. We dashim nikol oichol asher yachol. Only oichlin is makabel tumah inside the kli cheres. We dashim oichlin metamoyim the other kli cheres. Only an oichel that's inside the kli cheres, when the sheretz goes inside it, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the oichel is also makabel tumah. The ein kelim metamoyim v'yavah kli cheres. But if there's another kli inside the savir, the second kli doesn't makabel tumah. And the hesbir is like this: a keli is only makabel tumah from a rish from an avat tumah. If the avat tumah touches the keli becomes a rishon tumah. Now, Shenkin, if something's a rishon tumah, it can't be matamah kelim. Kalim is only makabel tumah from an av hatumah. Mashenkin oichel amashkin, that's mekabel tumah even from a rishon. If a rishon tumah touches an oichel, the oichel becomes a sheni. So since we see when you have another keli inside the klicheret, it doesn't become tummy. What's the hesbog? That we don't look as if the sheret inside is touching everything inside here, because if we look like the sheret is touching everything, so let's look like the sheret is touching this other keli, so the av hatum and the sheret touch the other keli. Why isn't it tummy? And why we say no? The black like the sheret in the avir is only being metama, the actual kli itself, the outside kli. The outside kli is the only thing that becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now, anything inside the kli could only become a shenu tumah. So mainly the kelim inside it are taka still torah. Because the kelim inside is not makabal tumah from a rishon, it can only be makabal tumah from an avatumah. So that's the raya here, that how a kli cheres works inside, is the sheres is only like it's touching the outside kli, that's all. The outside kli is a rishon tumah. And the outside kli, now that's matam anything inside it. So mainly only oichlim inside is makabal tumah or mashkin, not kelim. So maybe if the path was inside the tanner, the path of a truma would only be a shenu l'tumah. So more tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, chere chas v'sholom shetishtaka Torah miYisrael. He asked if a kasha chas v'sholom can't be that Torah will be forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Shenema the posting of the Devarim says shiloisi shochach miti zarei, that they'll never be forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. Elamani Mekayim, what does the pasuk mean? Yishurta to Levakish is Devar Hashem Layim So, that they'll look around to find Devar Hashem. We learned before it means they'll look around to find Torah, to find Sukkim, find Shalos, nobody will be able to answer it for them. So what, if you'll say they'll never forget Torah, so what does it mean? They'll be